We're looking at a beautiful melanistic barn owl, a little darker than most of them. She's nesting in a cliff face along the St. Vrain River, a little bit east of Longmont. Barn owls begin nesting as early as February and may bring in up to 30 rodents a night. Their hearing is so good, they can capture mice and voles in total darkness. We think these birds are among the most beautiful owls, with white, heart-shaped faces. They look almost like ghost birds, and their calls send chills down your spine. One call is a loud hiss scream that Steve compares to a steam engine.
We're seeing four chicks, big balls of white fluff. One is staring at us. The other three are tucked in and sleeping next to their mother on the cliff face. This is a small number of chicks for a barn owl nest. They'll have as many as eight or nine. And here in Boulder County, they'll double clutch or double brood, meaning they'll raise two broods. And one nest raised 13 young just a few years ago. And what that tells you is that life is very dangerous for young barn owls, that their survival rate is probably under 10% during the first 2 years of their lives. One of the big predators is great horned owls, who will eat young barn owls. We didn't see any barn owls in Boulder County until 1943, and they were quite rare until about 10 years ago, and mysteriously they've become much more common. And we now have a couple dozen nests. We don't know why, but we do know that we're at the northern end of their breeding range in North America. So our milder winters could actually be favoring them. But it could also be something to do with just more nest sites being available and adapting to life with great horned owls. We don't really know. But it's just incredibly special to see owls nesting along the banks here of St. Vrain Creek, tucked into this cliff. And it's a species that you wouldn't have seen here 40 or 50 years ago.